How about Lewis?
Okay.
You want to start?
Yeah.
Right, I'll start now. First of all, thank you for having me. Second of all, the Pasuk in Parshas Ki Savo, everybody knows the Pasuk in Parshas Ki Savo. Oh, Asher lo yokim es divrei ha-Torah hazos la'asos osim v'omro kol amen. And a lot of people assume that that is the makar of our Hagbah. Because the Ramban there on the place says that this is he quotes the Yerushalmi in Saito in Perek Zion says, Asher lo yokim ki yesh le Torah nefeles. You're going to tell me the Torah can fall down? What does it mean to hold the Torah up? But the Torah doesn't fall down, there's no such thing. So the Gemara says, Rav Shim ben yokim oima ze achasen. It's a reference to the chasen. And the Ramban says of this that that's a reference to our practice of lifting up the Sefer Torah to show the Sefer Torah to the Tzibur b'shas hakbar. Now there's a difficulty here, and this is all introduction, we'll get to the Targums in a minute. There's a difficulty here, I'm not the first person to have pointed out the difficulty. Everybody knows the Baal HaFlo in his Sefer on the Chumash, which is called Ponim Yofos, points out, among other things, that the word Chazen, when it's used in the Gemara Shalmi, doesn't mean the guy who davens for the Omud at all. The chazan is actually the word the Rishalmi uses for a teacher. It's a school teacher. In which case, the whole drasha doesn't quite hang together. But in any case, as he himself says, and by the Ramban himself says, it's derech agoda. It's not really, it's not the plain pshat in what the words in the Torah are coming to tell us. The makar of the Bakor that we have of our Hagbah is, of course, a Baraisa in Maseches Sofrim in Perek Yudalit, where Perek Yudalit is all about Haitzah of Achnasa, and as part of the Seder Haitzah of the Sefer Torah, remember, certainly the Maseches Sofrim and most, if not all, of our Rishonim assume that Hagbah is done at the beginning, before Kriyas HaTorah. So in the Seder of Hachnasa, he says when the Sefer Torah comes onto the Bima, Miyad Golel Sefer Torah Ad Shlosh Adafim, straight away they roll the Sefer Torah open to three columns, Umagbiu Mareh Pnei Ksivose L'am Ho'im Dile Mino L'Smol Ma'ksil L'Fonam L'Akrof, and then straight away they show the text of the Sefer Torah to those left and right, front, in front and behind, because it's a mitzvah for everybody to see the writing and to bow the lama. What they have to say is Torah Hashem Moshe l'fnei b'nei Yisrael, oh Torah Hashem t'mim b'shivas nafesh, one or the other, and that's what that, of course, is the makar of our Hagbah. It seems, huh? Yes, what I've just described actually is almost precisely, we'll discuss it in more detail soon, but that's almost precisely what the Sephardim have done since ancient days. So interestingly, it occurred to me to suggest that there's actually, of course, a much earlier makar than this a Maseches Sofrim. Namely, we all know how Ezra HaSofer gathered our ancestors together on that famous Rosh Hashanah, and he read the Sefer Torah to them. You can read all about it in Perek Ches of Nehemiah, and the pasuk there says quite explicitly, "Vayiftach Ezra HaSofer le'enei kol ha'om, ki me'al ha'om hayo, ukshepascha om de kol ha'om." He was standing on the wooden beamer that had been built for that occasion, and when he lifted up the Sefer Torah and showed it to the people, they all Omdu probably means they were quiet, but it can also certainly include that they stood up, and that would seem to be the makar of our Hagbah. Now, before I go further, I want to dispose of something. I'm dealing now only with the makaras. We'll come on to some dinim and some thoughts in a few minutes. But before we go any further with this, I want to mention straight away, there is of course a very famous Gemara in Megillah. On the last omelet of Megillah, as Megillah is drawing to a close, the Gemara says there, to Omer Rav Shabta, Omer Rav Yochanan, Hagolel Sefer Torah, Sorok Shiamidenu Ala Tefer. When you roll the Sefer Torah, means when you do Glili with the Sefer Torah, you have to roll it Al HaTefer, onto, it's got to be rolled in such a way that the stitching, because the Yerias of the Sefer Torah are of course sewn together, the stitching should be in the middle, and you see there that there's various other halachas there. You've got to go you've got to roll it inwards, and you've got to wrap it from the inwards outwards, and so on. There's all kinds of things in there. Now, a number of the Heintiger Poskim have tried to argue that that too is a source of our Hagbah. Lanias Daiti, that thought doesn't begin. It doesn't begin for a very, very simple reason. Whenever Hagbah was done, we can debate. But one thing I can assure you, Galila was not done until the Kriya was finished. It wouldn't make any sense. It wouldn't make any sense to start doing Galila before you've started. That doesn't begin. What you do have, and I don't, unfortunately this evening, have time to talk very much about this. What you do have, and it's significant maybe for other reasons, what you do have is, there is a Loshen Rashi. There is a Loshen Rashi on that Gemara, which clearly assumes that the two things are done simultaneously. Namely, that Galila and Hagbah happen more or less at the same time. And in fact, of course, if you look at the Shulchan Aruch, the dinim that have been said here in the Gemara and Megillah, ala tefer and rolling it inwards and so on and so forth, all apply equally to Hagbah. When you lift up the Sefer Torah of Hagbah, you also have to be careful that the stitching is in the middle, and so on and so forth. The reason being, it's the same. What you don't want is Cholila, if something goes wrong, you don't want to tear into the area of the Sefer Torah. If it's got to, you know, you lift it up at the weak point, if I can put it like that, so that it should, if anything, Chas v'Shalom, goes wrong. But in any case, that's Rashi. That, by the way, would be evidence. This is a subject in its own right, but that would certainly be evidence that Rashi understood that Hagbah happened at the end and not at the beginning. And there are other similar rayas for this. There are rayas from the Rishonim that Hagbah was done at the end, although certainly the overwhelming proportion of the Rishonim clearly understand that Hagbah was done at the beginning. Now, and Sfardim do it until today like that. And by the way, there are Ashkenazim and Eretz Yisrael who do it like that as well. Now, all of this is perhaps quite interesting. Is quite interesting until you arrive at something which is very challenging. And I want to try and deal with the things which are challenging before we get down to any dinim at all. And that is this. Once we've agreed that there's two separate things, one's called Hagbah and the other's called Galila, you're confronted with a considerable problem, and that is that the Rif, the Rambam and the Rosh don't say one word about Hagbah. It's simply not there. And you can search and you can search. There's no reference to Hagbah, not in the Rif, not in the Rambam and not in the Rosh, not to mention other Rishonim. However, I'm now going to read you something, if I can find it quickly, something which I found, which I have to say I found absolutely mind-blowing. The Sefer HaManig and the Aruch HaChaim Miluniel both describe the following thing, and I'm going to read it to you if you don't mind. They say, He quotes a pasuk, "V'zei shaposha shaposha la'arosa la'am kedam rinam b'seches sofrim midichsiv hakeles omo anoshim anoshim atav anoshim boim," and so on and so forth. And it's a b'seches sofrim. Shatsoy la'aros aksiv kein minig narbona ubedarush ubeluniel. In other words, what the Manik and the Aruch HaChaim are saying is that in those Kehillahs there was a minhag to do Hagbah. Kamashbalon, that in other places there was no such minhag. In which case, of course, at least you've now explained why the Rif and the Rambam and the Rosh don't mention it, because quite simply they didn't consider it to be obligatory. Now, how that stims with the Maseches Sofrim, I tell you quite openly and straightforwardly, I don't know. What I assume is that the Maseches Sofrim wasn't considered to be Ladino. What it does explain is something which I came across. As you probably know, there's a sefer from the Chidor called L'David Emes. It's a little book which is very big, where he mentions that there were kehillas where on Tisha B'Av they didn't do Hagbah. Now, the moment Hagbah is reduced to the status of a minhag, you can understand straight away why there might have been places where they did it, there might have been places where they didn't do it on different occasions. But in any case, what that leads us to is the simple fact that Hagbah and Galilah seem to be two different things. According to Rashi, they seem to get mixed together, which brings us to a famous Aruch HaShulchan. So Aruch HaShulchan that not everybody knows, but it's a very famous Aruch HaShulchan. And I'll tell you who know about this Aruch HaShulchan. Every Chabadska knows about this Aruch HaShulchan, which I'm about to share with you. The Aruch HaShulchan here in... where is the Aruch HaShulchan? Kuf Mem Zayin, if I remember correctly. The Aruch HaShulchan in Kuf Mem Zayin, Sif Kotten Tes, mentions the minhag of Chabad, and he says that it's a very good thing, because the problem the Aruch HaShulchan has is this. One of the things I didn't read you from the Gemara and Megillah is that the person who Hagodah, the most important person, rolls the Sefer Torah, umakabel schar kulam, and he says, I don't understand this. Hare, we give Galilah to children. And if you're going to say that Galilah is the biggest thing, then how come you're giving it to a child? It doesn't make any sense. And then the Aruch HaShulchan, by way of responding to this, says, well, actually, if you see what they do in Chabad, and he doesn't say Chabad, it's Hasidim, but part of the world where he lived, it was all Chabad. What you see is, simply and straightforwardly, that the Hagbah, which is a Mechubatika kibbutz, he lifts up the Sefer Torah, albeit at the end, and he shows it to everybody, Kadasu Kadin, and then he puts it down on the bima and rolls it shut. And that is how Goylel Makabel Schakulon, a bit dinner to Gemara, and then somebody else ties it up and puts the mantle on and so on and so forth. In other words, what they've kept there is, they've kept alive the distinction between Hagbah and Galilah. Hagbah is a big kibbutz. Galilah closing the Sefer Torah between into Gemara is a big kibbutz. And that's what they've kept. That's the famous Aruch HaShulchan. In any case, the Tashbetz, Talmud of the Maram Mirotin book, the Tashbetz mentions how the Maram Mirotin book used to do Hagbah. And this is where it starts to be perhaps just a little bit interesting. He says that, it's actually very straightforward, he says that he used to open the Sefer Torah up to three columns on the beam, on the Shulchan HaKariyah, and lift it up and show it, right? As opposed to other things. What might other things include? Well, as the saying has it, you pays your money and takes your choice. But the plain fact is, number one, that the Maram Mirotin book is clearly talking about, the Tashbetz describing the minhag of Maram Mirotin book, is clearly talking about at the end, and he's clearly talking about three columns. Now if you think about it, the three columns is already mentioned in the Maseches Sofrim, which I read to you earlier. In fact, the Maseches Sofrim is meduyuk exactly as I've just described from the Maram Mirotin book. You open it on the bima, you lift it up, and show it open like that. As opposed to, there's a sefer called the Kitzur Shalah. Now, the Kitzur Shalah is very likely not authentic. It certainly has nothing to do with the Shalah at all. That's a given. And he's the one who mentions something which you see nowadays, and I'm mentioning these two things together deliberately. You see people who lift up the Sefer Torah more or less closed, and then they show off, and I use that word advisedly, by opening it up in front of everybody. If they don't manage to tear it, and don't manage to drop it, it's quite impressive to see. But the plain fact is, it's not what the Maran Merukh did. And whilst we're there, you also see people who open up the Sefer Torah to about, I don't know how many columns, because it's hard to count. They open it up to, particularly if it's a small Sefer Torah, they open it up easily to a dozen columns, again, to show their, I don't know what they show, we won't discuss that now, but in any case, they don't show anything that's worthwhile. And if you look in the Mogil Avraham, often not, the Mogil Avraham says that the Gimel Amudim is probably Dafka. I don't even understand why he says probably. It's quite clear to me from the Masechet Sofrim that it's three columns. Why it's three columns, I can't explain. I don't know. I suspect that the three columns has to do with the fact that if you look at the Gemara Menachos, the Gemara Menachos says that the minimum size for a Yeriah of a Sefer Torah is three columns. Therefore, Memela with three columns, you must get some stitching. I think that's the answer. I can't prove it. And if somebody's got a better suggestion, I would very much like to hear about it. Now, that brings us then on to, I've got to watch the time a little bit, some of the dinim. The first halacha that I want to mention, before we go any further, is the fact that there are two different ways of showing the Sefer Torah. We Ashkenazim are used to the idea that the people who see the Sefer Torah are memela behind the Baal Hagba, right? Because he shows it with his face, his own face, to the Ksav. Therefore, if you want to see it, you've got to be behind him. The Sfaradim, it varies, Kehillahs vary, but the Sfaradim, particularly those who don't use a Sefer Torah like we have, but they have these heavy cases, they show the Sefer Torah with the Ksav to the people. And in fact, there's a minhag in Yerushalayim, which is a very ancient minhag. Chidor also mentions it, but so do others before and since. The minhag in Yerushalayim was, and this is much closer to the Lashon of the Masechet Sofrim, a bit further on, that they used to take the Sefer Torah out of the Oron HaKodesh, or the Heichal as they call it, and they would open it straight away, and they would walk through the shul, showing the Olam the actual text of the Sefer Torah, of course, before the Kriya. Quite different. We have the Sefer Torah showing behind us. There is a minig, I don't know if the word minig here is appropriate, but there is a minig to, on Simchas Torah, to turn it round. I'm not going to read you because time won't allow it, and maybe you'll throw me out. I won't read you what the Shaar Ephraim has to say about this. The Shaar Ephraim has very few kind words to say about this custom. He says it's connected the minhag. Well, if it's the minhag, it's not connected the minhag, but you understand what I'm trying to say. He says it is not our minhag to do that. He says it's a bizoyan, by the way, for the Baal Hagba, according to our tradition, not to look into the text of the Sefer Torah B'Shas Hagba. And he's not very in favour. And that's before, again, we come back to what I was trying to touch upon earlier. That's before we touch on the question of Yahaira, of the showing off that might involve. Not to mention, of course, the likelihood, A, that you'll drop it, and B, that you'll rip it. Neither of which are, by any standards, desirable. Now, we then come to So that's two minhagim about how to show the Sefer Torah. There are also two minhagim, before we go any further with this. When I say there are two minhagim, I'm choosing my words not very carefully, but there are two minhagim as to how the Sefer Torah is lifted up during Hagbah. I've already said we lift it up off the bima. By the way, of course, if you're bringing the Sefer Torah to the bima and you're doing Hagbah before, there's no reason to put the Sefer Torah down onto the bima at all. I'm not sure how that's done among the Sfaradim. It's only among us where the Sefer Torah is already on the bima that what I've described earlier for the Maran Merukh actually becomes the obvious way to do it. But in any case, there are two different ways. There is a Masorah from the Chazon Ish, and quite possibly before that. And I know of other Gedolei Yisrael who did it this way, that they take the Sefer Torah off the bima, they lift it up and they turn around a full 360 degrees. I'm sure everybody's seen that. And a lot of yeshiva light do that. I have to say, it's not for me to comment on anything that Chachmei Yisrael do, but the Messiah, our Messiah, is not like that. Our Messiah is that you lift the Sefer Torah up off the bima, which means Memele you are facing Mizrah. We've turned the bima around this evening, but normally the bima faces that way. Which means Memele you are facing Mizrah, and you then go to your right, because the din is that all pliyos are supposed to be to the right. You go to the right and you turn through about 180 to 200 degrees. And you then go back again and do another 180 to 200 degrees. That way everybody in the Beis HaMedrash gets to see the Sefer Torah. Now, I've often wondered why that was, because if you think about it, what the Chazanish does is a lot quicker and a lot simpler, and much less dancing around. I think the reason is because there was a hakpada that the hakbo should not turn his back on the Aron HaKodesh, and that's why this tradition exists. I don't know why it is, but certainly that is the Messiah, which was the Messiah in the old Kehillos. Whilst we're here, I will mention something. I'm going to mention a couple of things. First of all, as everybody knows, the showing of the Sefer Torah, and I read you the Maseches Sofrim earlier, everybody in shul is supposed to see it. And in fact, the Maseches Sofrim explicitly mentions gentlemen and ladies. The ladies are supposed to see the Sefer Torah, and everybody in shul has to stand up and has to say Vezos HaTorah. There's a problem with the end of Vezos HaTorah. Rav Chaim Volozhiner wanted to change it, although if you look in the Divrei Kehillos, he explains the whole thing, but that's not for now. But in any case, the ladies are supposed to see the Sefer Torah and stand up. Except, of course, there is a din in the Shulchan Aruch that's mentioned in two places that I know of, in Simon Peches and in Yerideya in Kuf Tzadikei, where you would expect it to be, that ladies at certain times are not supposed to look into the Sefer Torah. It's a Ramah in two places. It's a Ramah in two places in spite of the fact that Rashi says it's Mutter. Rashi, both in the Pardes and the Sefer Torah, says the whole thing is a Chumrah Ba'alma. But in any case, it's a Chumrah Ba'alma which has been accepted by all Kehillos Ashkenaz, the Ein L'Shanais, but, what time do we have to stop? Now, but, that's only B'Shas that she's seen. Whether she's been or not been, doesn't matter. It's only at that time. I'm going to finish with one more thing, because I see I've run out of time, unfortunately. There is a big inyan to look into the Sefer Torah at the time of Hagbo. Magen Avraham mentions it, Alpi Kabbal. It seems a big inyan to try and read one or more of the Osios. There is also an inyan to bow. There's a machlokes about the bowing. The Chiddur talks about this. The bowing, there is a very famous riyas in Kiddush in the first paragraph, who says not to bow the Sefer Torah. So says the Chiddur, yes, that's talking when the ksav of the Sefer Torah is not visible. When the ksav of the Sefer Torah is visible, there is an idyon to bow, and you're supposed to bow and say Vezos HaTorah. Whether the pointing, which the Sfaradim do, is a substitute for the bowing is not clear to me. But the bowing is a halacha in Shulchan Aruch, and one should do it. Whilst we're here, I'll finish with a question. It's always good to finish with a question. It keeps people's minds active. I don't know why the Maseches Sofrim doesn't mention children there. The Chaira, children also have to bow when they see the Sefer Torah, Sefer Zosar Torah. By the way, this is a halacha, and with this we'll finish, this is a halacha not in Kriyas HaTorah. This is a halacha in Kavod HaTorah, which is separate from the Dinim of Kriyas HaTorah. Thank you, gentlemen. Yeah.